turundusdoktor aitab.
Our case study sounds like that. Hi, our company sells and installs heating systems for private houses. We have been in this business for more than 10 years and it has been fairly stable. The challenge is that the nature of the business is transactional. If the customer installs one heating system, they are not going to install another one soon. We have thought that we should expand our business, but we have no idea how to do it.
Well, I mean, one thing I'm always fascinated by is, you know, understanding how we used to do something and what's actually happening now. So if we look at, you know, within this example, that the old way is almost like one-off sales. But where we're moving to now in the world is really about continuous and recurring relationships. And I think we maximize the value of customer contact by staying close to them. So yeah, absolutely. So it's about how do you have a positive ongoing relationship with the company rather than being hit up for a new heating system every 10 years. And if we look at the old way, it's you used to own the product you sell. But I feel, you know, again, the future is this now moment. It's really about owning the customer relationship and that businesses will be defined more by their relationships than by their products. And so what then happens is pre and post-sale service will become a key battleground. So again, the old was very device-led, product-based, but the new is almost very application-based. It's a bit like thinking about a car that the, you know, in some instances, the chassis doesn't change, but what does is the new software. And I think that more of life will be thought of from a software perspective and applications are frictionless and they're also pure profit. But it really comes down to that the, you know, the design in a way is not as important as how upgradable and reconfigurable the device is. And so for this example that you read out, I'd be, you know, really thinking about it from a relationship and an application perspective to be able to find a new pathway through.
So would you say then that that the company should not sell and only sell the heating systems and not only install but also to rent them or
Oh, absolutely, but you've got to find a way about how do you stay close to the customer? And if they're only going to be, you know, installing a new heat system every 10 years, that's not a great way to stay close. So I would be looking at what is it almost, whether it's on a yearly or a monthly way, whether it's a maintenance system or whether you're actually developing a, I always kind of say, if you imagine that there's a vase on a pedestal, so often our eyes and our focus just goes on the vase and maybe the vase has some flowers in it. But really what keeps that vase there is actually the pedestal. So I'd be looking at what else can you do in that supportive realm? You know, if you're in the wine industry and you just think, oh God, I can't sell any more wine, I'd be looking at, well, how can I design a more beautiful glass to hold the wine? So again, I'd be far more being able to kind of say, again, how do I stay close to my customer? And how do I find a way, again, through a more software orientated perspective to deliver them something other than an appliance or a pure product?
Absolutely. I was not thinking exactly the same thing, but kind of a software or all other kind of add-on services maybe for today might be something that is helping them to grow the business not only in Estonia but maybe also outside Estonia when they are not so much connected on just installment but they have really can create different tools or software to either I don't know to monitor the heating systems or to regulate it somehow or to I don't know to clean them somehow or whatever things could be used there in order to really have the tight connections with the customer and being part of their everyday lives. And then maybe in the future, maybe it's not only about the heating systems, but they can look at the maybe electronics in the house kind of wider and have even more touch points in maybe one app or one part of the software in order to just be there for the customer when they need it.
Oh, and it's all about an integrated ecosystem. So again, it's understanding how their product interrelates with everything else occurring within a home environment.
Yeah, and also that when we think here in Estonia that we don't have a need for a heating system, we have a need for warmth. That it's important that it's warm during the winter and when it's cold, and it's cold when it's hot outside. So we have a kind of the need is not the system but the solution. So maybe there are also possible to develop the heating systems so that it somehow understands themselves how to regulate it better towards our needs or depending on we what to have. So looking at the basic needs and trying to say that can we kind of give better solutions for that?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, too often we kind of battle against our own minds. And I think that so often inspiration actually comes from industries of which we're not a part of. Because I always kind of say there's no such thing as a new idea, only new combinations. So it's about how do you expose yourself to these new combinations rather than being just stuck within one product category.
Do you have any suggestions what kind of industries should they look at? Or is it just randomly something from medical field or something from IT field or from tourist field? And you can find always a new angle.
Absolutely, because within the combination, you will find a resonance or a frequency that relates to where you currently are. But I like when I teach, I use this algorithm quite a lot, which is that diversity plus proximity equals creativity. And too often we don't really have diverse thought. We keep drawing on the same information over and over again. Like we all look at the same trend sites and wonder why we can't find something new. But it's also that, you know, proximity of also being able to say, well, how do I get, you know, like some of the large companies in Silicon Valley where they will get the CEO with the cleaner, with a poet, with a technologist, with an engineer, with a university graduate, all in a room the size of a broom cupboard. And I think, again, you need the diversity plus the proximity to fire like almost like neural pathways in the brain to form new combinations. So I would just be looking at how do I, you know, you can't force someone to be entrepreneurial or creative, but you can provide the conditions that make it conducive to be so. So I'd be looking at how do I bring those conditions into my business.
Very good. So thank you a lot. And I really, really welcome our entrepreneurs to play more with different fields and try to find the combinations. I do agree 100% with you, Christina. Thank you, Christina, for today's show. Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know how do we like to solve them.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.